Welcome to UAB Medcast, a continuing education podcast for medical professionals, providing knowledge that is moving medicine forward. Here's Melanie Cole.
Welcome to UAB Medcast. I'm Melanie Cole, and joining me today is Dr. Maria Helena Lima. She's an associate professor in the Division of Plastic Surgery, and she specializes in aesthetic and reconstructive plastic surgery of the breast, facial reconstruction, and body contouring at UAB Medicine. She's here today to highlight breast reconstruction for us. Dr. Lima, thank you so much for joining us. And I'd like to ask you to begin on what motivated you to specialize in breast reconstruction surgery and the experiences that have shaped your expertise in this field.
Hi, Melanie. Thank you so much first, to have me here. Breast reconstruction is something that I really liked and enjoyed since my training in Brazil. I did my training in the cancer hospital. And, I initially followed my chief of residency in the hospital and also outside my hospital, his private practice. He was one of the biggest plastic surgery reconstructive surgeons in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. And he was one of the leaders in breast reconstruction at that time. And he was one of my biggest mentors. And I also really enjoyed the patient population. Most of these women are real people that I can empathize and affiliate. They could be like my mom and my sisters and my friends. So I really enjoy the patient population. That's why I enjoy so much breast reconstruction.
Well, thank you for sharing that. And Dr. Lima, can you provide a little bit of an overview of the current state of breast reconstruction techniques and trends in the field? What kinds of procedures are you doing most commonly?
So breast reconstruction, usually you can divide in autologous breast reconstruction or implant-based reconstruction. The autologous breast reconstruction, you really divide, you call like the flaps, right? It could be free flaps or pedicle flaps. The free flaps are the microsurgical flaps, like DIP free flaps, or let's say here we do a lot of the muscle sparing, the trim, which is what Dr. Fix does. A lot of our surgeons, if they're listening to this podcast, they know Dr. Fix. The pedicle flaps are like the latissimus dorsi flap, or pedicle trims are some of our pedicle flaps that we don't do as much anymore. I personally don't do the microsurgical flaps, but I do all the other pedicle flaps in the implant-based reconstruction. Those are my, I would say, most of the implant-based reconstructions are what I do the most in the latissimus dorsi pedicle flap. Those are the main part of my practice. Now, the implant-based that we call like the implant-based reconstruction are with breast implants and tissue expanders.
Well, then tell us how you approach that initial consultation with patients considering breast reconstruction. What are some of the factors that you consider in determining the most suitable approach for each patient? Speak about this shared decision-making because this is so important to the women that are having these reconstructions. Tell us how that all works together in patient selection.
Yeah, so that's all going to depend on case by case. Each patient is going to be a candidate for a different type of procedure. It's very important that communication with the breast surgeon so you know exactly which procedure is going to be good for each patient. And also, you're going to have to see the medical problems that each patient have. For example, if the patient has a lot of comorbidities, the patient may not be a candidate for immediate reconstruction. If the patient is healthy, he may have like a lot of other options for reconstruction. If the patient is going to have radiation after surgery, if the patient is not going to have radiation therapy, that may determine what kind of reconstruction the patient is going to have. So a lot of factors are going to determine what kind of reconstruction the patient is going to have. So you have to really work as a team with the breast surgeon and with also the rest of the team to know what kind of procedure the patient is going to have for breast reconstruction. And also, of course, you're going to have to talk to the patient and also know what the patient wants. You know, some patients, for example, they don't want a breast implant. And some patients don't want a long surgery. Some patients don't want a lot of procedures. So you're going to have to talk a lot with the patients. Usually, this first appointment is a long appointment, and it's really important to know what the patient wants.
Dr. Lima, share some insights into some of the latest advancements in breast reconstruction technology. What are some of the exciting things going on in your field right now?
Well, the state of art nowadays is that we put immediate implants in breast reconstruction, which is something that we've been doing here at UAB. So we are able to place immediate implants for breast reconstruction. We've been also doing prefectoral breast implants instead of subpectoral. It's been going on for several years, but back on the day, we used to place the implants under the muscle, and that caused more pain postoperatively. And also, it would take more expansions for in the case of using tissue expanders. And now we've been doing them like on top of the muscle. So prefectoral means like on top of the muscle. For the last few years, we've been doing that basically on top of the muscle. And also, we don't use the old type of silicone implants anymore. We basically just use the cohesive gel silicone implants. So the saline type of implants, we don't use them anymore. Patients that request, we can still use them, but they are basically old-fashioned nowadays. You know, they've been replaced by the cohesive type of silicone implants because they're much more natural. They feel much more natural. And if they rupture, which patients call like leak, they don't really leak because they're not liquid silicone. They're a very, very cohesive gel silicone. So they stay in the breast pocket. They don't just go everywhere in the body. So they're much safer.
How do you collaborate with other healthcare professionals? You mentioned it just briefly at the beginning, but we're talking about oncologists, plastic surgeons, to ensure this comprehensive care for breast cancer patients that are seeking reconstruction. Tell us about your team.
So we have a multidisciplinary meeting. The oncologist, the radiation oncologist, and also the breast surgeon, they all meet on the same day. Not always the breast plastic surgeon can be present on the same day, but they make sure they always communicate with us via our Cerner messenger system, letting us know everything that was discussed on that day. And we also talk via the Vocera. They send us emails, and we always call each other too, talking about the patients. You know, if something changed after appointments, we make sure we communicate. Let's say if I see a patient and our plan changes, or a patient gets readmitted, I will make sure at least the most important people of the team that needs to know, I'll send them a letter letting them know what happened with the patients. So this way, everybody needs to know.
Thank you so much, Dr. Lima, for joining us today and telling us about some of the new techniques for breast reconstruction surgery and what you're doing there at UAB Medicine. For more information, please visit our website at uabmedicine.org/physician. That concludes this episode of UAB Medcast. I'm Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for joining us today.